The chimes are ringing joy to the world, and we welcome you to the Organ Loft to enjoy a special time of music entitled Through the Hymn Book. We are fortunate to have some wonderful recordings of the late Reverend Burt Jones, and what better time to share his music than at Christmas time. We have good news to share in this world that is filled with so much bad news. This particular edition of Through the Hymn Book, Burt had entitled Carols on Reeds and Bells. Now, as you think of an orchestra, certainly certain instruments are chosen to portray a song better. And in this particular edition of Through the Hymn Book, as we think of reeds, talking about the oboe, the English horn, the clarinet, and then with the bells, there will be many different types of bells, chimes, and little bells, and a music box. So it's going to make for a perfect arrangements, various arrangements to use on the carols that Burt will be playing. You might want to jot down some notes, and you might want to turn your recorder on as you enjoy this time, Carols by Reeds and Bells.
I'm playing now hymns and carols of Christmas that are given special interpretation when we use the reeds on the organ, the different members of the reed family. Many times organists shy away and steer clear of the reeds on the organ, and they lose a lot of variety, for the reeds add great variety to the organ. Listen to the beautiful sound of O Little Town of Bethlehem when interpreted by a wooden clarinet. So wooden that one can almost hear the reed. Thank you. just a bit of the orchestral flute. Calling upon the oboe on the organ to take the solo this time on the beautiful Polish carol called Infant Holy, Infant Lowly in a Cattle Stall. Somewhat of a haunting quality about the reeds that interpret the Christmas story. We can see the stable. We can see the night. Now I call upon the metal clarinet on the organ to play the Coventry carol, Lully Lullay, a lullaby. You notice there's quite a difference between the metal clarinet and the wooden clarinet, which I used a few minutes ago. Thank you. A sound with a bassoon quality plays for us an interpretation of We Three Kings of Orient Are. One more song I want to play for you, and this time using the reeds on the organ to interpret the song. We'll hear the oboe, the English horn, and the clarinet combining at various times through the song to play for you Yesu Bambino, Baby Jesus.
Just pausing to let you know that you're enjoying Through the Hymn Book, and you know what can sound more beautiful in the Christmas season than to hear organ music. Yes, it's a nice to hear a symphony sometimes, but organ music with the bells and chimes and the bird just make it so lovely. It would mean so much if you would take time to be in touch with us and let us know that you're enjoying the special organ music at Christmas. If you are mailing a letter, the address is Post Office Box 575 Erie, Pennsylvania, zip code 16512. And if you would like to email, the email address is organhymns, as one word, at AOL.com. Well, let's join Bert once again for more beautiful music.
Music using the many different beautiful reed tones on the organ, and there are indeed many of them. But now we switch to bell tones, and there are lots of different bells that one can hear on the organ. And so I'm going to play some songs that I think are best interpreted by the use of various bell-like tones on the organ. Chimes and bells, they say Christmas. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play. A different type of bell, that was the chime, the tubular chime. A different type of bell now plays for us a different tune of I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Here's a carol of Christmas that calls for very lovely little bells, and it's the song from every spire on Christmas Day, there is the good news of Christmas. And so I think little tinkling type bells sort of say this very nicely. Thank you. Great, beautiful carillonic bells sort of tell the message of O Sanctissima. I envision a little stone chapel in the middle of a small town in Sicily. O Sanctissima. And the carillon rings out. Now I want you to hear the bell-like tones of a rather large music box, an old antique music box, as it plays for us the Waits Carol, a great old English carol. And it's very special, combining these two carols, the Waits Carol and It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, as if on an old music box. And the bird here is a real canary. His name is Singspiration. I think he was peeved with me for a little while and just chirped, because after he sang so beautifully earlier in the broadcast, I didn't even say a word. Thank you. delightful sound of a big music box and all the tinkling bells. And of course, you can play Silent Night many different ways, and I do. But how can one play it more beautifully than using the celeste on the organ? The heavenly bells is used in the symphony orchestra. Playing the songs for you. Until next time, this is Bird Jones at the Organ Console saying bye, and you keep singing.